Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to AI Hub, the place to be to stay on top of all things AI. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are so ready to jump into today's deep dive.
Absolutely.
Google is experimenting with a really cool new feature called Daily Listen. And
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it has the potential to totally change how we consume news and information. Imagine getting like a personalized podcast generated just for you, based on your interests.
Like a dream, right?
Yeah. Daily Listen basically takes all that information that you're already consuming, you know, through Google Search and Discover, and puts it all into a short, digestible audio package.
Yeah. So if you're really into like renewable energy, for example, Daily Listen could create a podcast for you with all the latest news and developments in that field.
Exactly. It's like having a little AI assistant who goes through all that information out there and picks out the best parts for you.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff you actually care about. And you know what? This isn't just about convenience. I think it's pointing to a bigger shift in how we consume information. It's not just passively scrolling through articles anymore.
Right.
It's becoming a much more like active audio experience.
I agree, totally. Think about how much time we all spend just like scrolling through our phones without really absorbing anything. Daily Listen turns that passive scrolling into something you can really engage with, you know? Audio.
Exactly.
You can listen on your commute, at the gym, doing chores around the house, whatever.
That's what's so cool about it. It's not just another podcast app. It's Google using AI to make the way we get information totally personalized.
Yeah.
In a way that's never been done before.
Yeah, and the way they're integrating it into the Google app is really smart too. Like if you're in the US and part of the Search Labs experiment, you'll see a Daily Listen section right on your home screen.
It's like they're saying, hey, we know you're busy, so here's a super easy way to stay updated on all the stuff you're interested in.
Right. Plus, they even show you how long each podcast is, so you can decide if you have time to listen or if you want to save it for later.
And here's the best part, okay? There's a rolling transcript that goes along with the audio, so you can follow along with the text if you prefer, or like go back to the specific parts that were really interesting.
It's a brilliant move because it recognizes that people learn and take in information in different ways. Some people love audio, others prefer text, some like a bit of both. And Daily Listen covers all of them.
Yeah, and let's not forget about the related stories section. You know, something catches your ear while you're listening, you can dig deeper into that specific topic.
It's like choose your own adventure for news. You get to decide how deep you go and what rabbit holes you want to explore.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Is this the future of how we get our news?
It very well could be. I mean, look at how popular audiobooks and podcasts are already. It makes sense that AI would come along and make it even more personalized.
Imagine if your daily commute turned into this like hyper-personalized learning journey, totally tailored to your interests. That's the future that Daily Listen is hinting at.
And think about how this could change education. Students could get AI-generated audio summaries of their readings. Professionals could get personalized updates on industry trends. The possibilities are huge.
But there are, you know, some potential downsides that we should talk about too. Like, we need to be careful not to fall into echo chambers, where we're only exposed to information that reinforces our existing beliefs.
That's a really important point. We have to be aware of how these algorithms are shaping our information diet, you know, and make sure we're actively looking for different perspectives.
Exactly. It's a responsibility we all have in this, like, crazy world of AI that's changing so fast.
Yeah.
I know. It's like we're giving control of our information to algorithms, you know.
Right.
And that can be really efficient. But it also makes you think about how we make sure we're still getting a balanced view of things.
Definitely. It's not like these algorithms are just picking random articles, you know. They're looking at your reading habits, how long you spend on certain topics, even the type of content you interact with. And they build this like incredibly accurate picture of what you're looking for.
It's both cool and a little creepy, isn't it? Like, does this AI really know me that well?
It's crazy, and it's why we need to be so aware of the potential problems, you know? The more personalized our information gets, the more important it is to step outside our comfort zones and actively look for opinions that challenge our own.
I'm curious about that related stories feature in that context. Could that actually help us broaden our horizons? Or is it just going to keep feeding us the same stuff we already like?
I think that's where we as users have to be really careful. We can't just sit back and take in whatever the AI gives us. We have to use those related stories as a starting point to, like, branch out and explore different sides of a topic, even the ones that might make us a little uncomfortable.
So Daily Listen could be an amazing tool to learn and extend our knowledge, but only if we use it intentionally and with some critical thinking.
Exactly. It's like any other tool. Like a hammer can be used to build a house or to smash something up. It all depends on how the person using it wants to use it, you know. It
makes you think about what this means for, like, traditional media, right? Newspapers, magazines, even regular radio. What happens to them if everyone's getting their news from personalized AI podcasts?
That's a tough one. And I don't think there's a clear answer yet, but AI is definitely shaking things up in the media world. Daily Listen is just one example. We're moving towards a future where information is tailored to what each person wants.
It's like those personalized cereal boxes they had a few years ago. Remember those? You could get your name on the box.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah.
Seems like everything's about personalization these days.
It's true.
Yeah.
And now it's happening with our news. It's exciting. But it also makes me wonder, will we lose something in the process? Will we miss out on those, like, accidental discoveries you get from stumbling upon an article you weren't even looking for?
That's such a good point. It's like the difference between walking around a city and just taking a tour bus. You'll see the main sights on the bus, but you miss out on all the cool little hidden places you find when you just explore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big challenge here. Finding a way to balance all the convenience and personalization of AI with the need for exploration and diversity of thought and critical thinking.
It's a tricky balance, for sure, but I'm hopeful that we can figure it out. We're curious beings by nature. We want to explore and learn new things, and I think that'll help us navigate this whole new world of AI information.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
It's not about AI replacing our curiosity. It's about AI helping us be even more curious, more informed, more engaged with the world.
That's a great way to put it. We need to embrace the possibilities, but we also need to stay aware of the potential risks.
I love this discussion. It's so fascinating. Daily Listen is just one example of how AI is changing everything around us. And it's up to us to figure out how to use these tools in a way that benefits us all.
Oh.
Yeah, so we talked about a lot of really cool possibilities here. But what are your, like, final thoughts on all this, Amanda?
You know, it comes down to this. AI is a tool. And just like any other tool, it can be used for good. Or, you know, not so good.
Right. Like a hammer. Build a house or break a window.
Exactly. It's our responsibility to use these powerful tools in a smart way, in a way that helps everyone. And as AI becomes a bigger part of our lives, we need to be extra careful about where we get our information from and who we're listening to.
It's almost like we need to learn a whole new set of skills, right? Like digital literacy skills.
Yeah.
To be able to navigate this world of personalized algorithms and AI-generated content.
I think so. We need to be critical thinkers. We need to be active in our learning. And we need to talk to people who see things differently than we do and do it respectfully.
We can't just passively absorb whatever the AI throws at us. We have to take charge of our own information diet.
Absolutely. And that means, you know, being curious, asking questions, looking for different perspectives, being open to challenging our own beliefs even.
I love that. Be curious. Ask questions. Challenge assumptions. That's some good advice for living in this AI-powered world.
And remember, this world of AI is changing all the time. So stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, keep talking about it with each other.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So everyone, that wraps up our deep dive into Google's Daily Listen for today. I hope you found it as interesting as we did. I know I did. What are your thoughts? Are you excited to try this out? Any concerns about the things we talked about? We want to hear from you. Head over to our social media and let us know. We love hearing what you think about all these amazing AI advancements. And hey, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to AI Hub wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss out on any of our future deep dives into the world of artificial intelligence. We've got some awesome episodes coming up, so stay tuned. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep that AI curiosity burning bright.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.